Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, and welcome to the Can We Help You podcast. This is your favorite podcast ever. We give it every few days. We come together, we give you advice on your life's issues, problems, questions, concerns, thoughts. What else?
Debates.
Debates, hot topics, whatever's going on in your life or the world. We get together and we say, hey, can we help you with that? I'm Jax.
I'm Sasha.
And Franco's late today, as ever. Always late these days.
Always late. Also, we had the day set out that we were going to record and he messaged and he was like, I can't do that day now. And he just fucks with my schedule.
Not only that, but you today sent a message and said, guys, my afternoon's open. I can do whatever time you want.
Yeah, I was working from home.
And Franco was the one who said, oh, no, I could only do one specific time. And then it got to that time.
I can't. Yeah,
and where was he? Not here. So
we could have just done it without him today.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone would have been sad.
Anyway, he's on his way. I don't know where he is.
Yeah. He'll be here soon. I decided to come home today. Today was one of those days that everything that needed to be done was done. And I thought, I'll go work from home. It's a hot day in Sydney. Took the dog out. Couldn't go for long because it was too hot.
What's the temp at the moment?
Oh, it's not too bad now, but we are going to wait. It's about 4:30 in the afternoon now, but we're going to wait a little bit to wait for the sun to go down a bit more because that's the other problem. The sun doesn't set until freaking 8 o'clock.
Not
and it's
true.
Like, I can't wait till 8 to walk the dog because he's got business to do. He's, you know, we don't have a backyard. He's got to stretch his legs, have a little run around. But yeah, it's kind of cooling down. Tomorrow is going to be really hot in Sydney though. So it's going to be this comes out on the right day, right? This comes out the day that it's going to be really hot. Tomorrow, i.e. Yeah. the time you're listening to this now, if you're listening live at the episode drop, it's going to be 41 degrees.
Holy shit.
But it's going to be 44 in Western Sydney.
Oh, no, I don't want any of that. We don't really, I mean, it doesn't get that hot. I mean, it gets warm in the summer, but it doesn't get in the 40s Celsius.
Really, never?
Very often at all, no. Last year we had a short heat wave where it was like 41 or something every day, 42. But
That's hot.
It cools down a lot at night, which I find in Australia just didn't do as much. Like you would get in Melbourne, you get the cool change come through sometimes. Like it would be hot for a while and then the cool change would come through. But here it's like every day it gets really cool at night. Like today it was like 22 degrees or something during the day and now tonight it'll be like 12 degrees. It just gets cold every night.
I can't believe it's 22 during your days in like winter.
Isn't it great?
No, don't you? Like, I just, that's why I liked Melbourne. I liked having cold winters.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
Melbourne
not.
Winters aren't even that cold when you compare them to other parts of the world. Like, they go, what, 15
Who
degrees?
Who wants to wake up and it be like 2 degrees Celsius? No one wants that. Not one person.
I don't know. I think it'd be fun.
Why?
Because do you like being hot as well, though? You don't like either. You like middle.
I like middle. I like being warm.
You're a middle boy.
I'm a middle boy.
Yeah.
Like being in the middle.
But anyway, so tomorrow I'm not going to be doing anything outside. I'm going to go get new glasses. I'm sick of my current glasses. They're all scratched. Need new sunnies.
Compelling. Compelling podcasting right here.
This is
what you're here for. Over to me for what?
Well, let's hear what you want to talk about then.
Okay. What's been going on in my life? My sister-in-law was here for a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And
did she stay with you for that
yes.
whole time? Oof. That's a long time to have a guest. No matter who they are, whether you love them or hate them or you're indifferent, 2 weeks is a
long
time.
2 weeks is a while. In a little apartment. I mean, our apartment's, you know, decently sized, but it's still an apartment. It's not like a big mansion or anything.
Yeah.
Now, I think this was her first time traveling on her own, especially traveling on her own overseas. But she turned up, didn't bring a toothpaste.
Toothpaste?
Didn't bring toothpaste.
That's not controversial to me.
What do you mean?
Well, you're staying at a home where the people live. If you're going somewhere like a hotel, yes. If you're going to stay with people, they already have toothpaste. Why waste the space in your toiletries bag with
what
a big tube of toothpaste?
About? That's I use the toothpaste every day.
Yeah, but you use the people's.
Don't you have your own toothpaste?
No, I use whatever's in the house that I'm staying at. So I don't take toothpaste with me to my parents' house. I just use their toothpaste.
What?
I don't take toothpaste to my in-laws' place because I just use theirs. If I'm going to...
Wait, do they have a guest toothpaste?
No, my parents don't because I use the same bathroom that they do.
You use the same toothpaste that your parents use? Like in their mouth?
Hang on. Are you talking about a toothbrush?
No, the paste.
You don't put the paste in your mouth. You put it on the brush.
Yeah, but the brush has been in their mouth.
But you're not putting – what are you talking about? You don't put the brush – the paste doesn't go in their mouth. The paste goes on the toothbrush.
The paste goes on the brush. The brush has been in the mouth. I don't – okay, I think it's – I don't
this,
think – I think people, most people have separate – their own toothpaste.
Do you have separate – so when you lived at home, you had separate toothpaste to your parents?
Absolutely.
What? That's weird. When you were a kid, they were like, okay,
I think that's weird.
Okay,
yeah.
Jax, here's yours. Okay, Jax's sister, here's yours. Okay,
yeah.
Jax's mum, here's yours. Okay, Jax's dad, here's yours.
Absolutely.
You all had your own toothpaste?
When I was a kid, I wasn't going to have mint toothpaste. I mean, I don't really like mint now. But, yeah, we all had our own toothpaste. Why would we share? Who
you're
shares
weird.
Toothpaste? Nah, you're
Everyone
the weird one.
Everyone shares toothpaste.
What
it's
are you
toothpaste.
Talking about?
It doesn't. You squeeze it out onto a brush. None of the paste that's in the tube touches the brush. It goes onto the brush. And it doesn't really touch it at all, though.
Yeah, yeah, it does.
I need
Where's
Franco here
needed?
Right now.
I need Franco
you're,
to break this.
You're the weird one here. That is bizarre. That is bizarre. And I'm talking family. I'm not, but even still, even if I was at a friend's house. I
you would use
their
your
toothpaste.
Friend's toothbrush. Oh, nah.
I'd use my friend's toothbrush, to be honest. Like,
what? Nah.
It's if you share a drink with your friend, if you share food with your friend, essentially you're sharing a toothbrush. And I'm saying I'd use it if I was desperate. I wouldn't just use it. If I knew I was going home and I could brush my teeth, I'd wait. But if I was staying there for an extended amount of time and I needed a toothbrush urgently, I would just use their toothbrush. With their permission. I wouldn't just take it. I would ask for their permission.
Would you take a toothpaste? If you were visiting friends, would you take a toothpaste with you?
No. I'd just use theirs.
What are you talking about?
Does your wife share your beliefs with toothpaste?
I think so. I don't think she would use my toothpaste.
Wait, you and your toothpaste. Wife have separate toothpaste?
Yeah, absolutely.
What? That's weird, Jax. That's
what do you
really
mean?
Fucking weird. Wait, is it the same brand, same type? Like, it's not like, oh, she uses like a sensitive one and I use a different one because I don't have sensitive teeth.
Nah, it's same thing, same thing.
You use the same branded toothpaste, but you have your Franco. Thank fucking God you are here. Franco, oh,
thank
just
God.
Franco.
What have I walked into?
Oh my God. Okay. The most.
Franco.
No, stop. I'm going to explain this.
What?
Jack starts telling me
here?
The story about how his sister-in-law was recently staying.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, and she didn't bring her own toothpaste. And I went,
okay, that's fine.
Yeah. And then I said, when I go to stay at my parents' place, I don't take my own toothpaste. I just use theirs.
Weird.
He and his wife have separate toothpastes. He thinks it's strange to use someone else's toothpaste. I had to clarify that he didn't mean to say brush, but it was saying paste. Toothpaste.
I mean, if you've got like a special dental condition, then that's fine.
Of course.
I don't have a dental condition.
I think you might. That's weird behavior, dude.
It's just like soap. Do you go to someone's house and bring your own like hand soap? Like that's weird.
What do you mean?
I get the brush. The brush goes inside your mouth.
Brush is fine. I get brush.
The toothpaste is the same everywhere. It doesn't get kind of contaminated or anything.
Yeah, the paste goes on the brush. The brush goes in your mouth.
But the paste
is contamination.
The paste,
but you're not
goes
sharing
on the, top.
The paste.
You're not squeezing the whole top of the bottle and rubbing it all over the toothbrush.
You don't know.
No, you're not. And if you are, you're doing it wrong. You shouldn't need to touch. And even if you did, even if a tiny bit touched, there are so many worse germs floating around in a house than the tiny bit of clean mouth. Because it's, oh my God, I can't. He said he and his whole family all had their own toothpastes growing up, and he and his wife have separate toothpastes.
Anything to just to know what a day in Jax's childhood was like. Because
oh
there would be so many weird things that family does. Like, I'm not that surprised.
Why would I want to share toothpaste with my parents? That's weird.
But I'm not surprised because it's Jax.
I want to do a Ronnie poll.
So
in the Ronnie room, I'm going to put up a poll. Do you share toothpaste with other people? Because I think that's
make
weird.
Sure you specify.
And I think people will side with me.
Toothpaste. No.
Toothpaste.
Yeah.
I have never heard of that before. And to be fair, like, it's not often that you talk to people about their toothpaste habits, but like, that's weird. Like, I just would never. The only time I take toothpaste is when I know there's not going to be toothpaste where I'm going.
I'll take it to a hotel or something.
Yeah, hotels for sure. Hotels, Airbnbs, camping, of course, you take your own toothpaste because there's no other toothpaste. But oh my God, I'm like actually mind blown right now that is your attitude to toothpaste.
Doesn't make sense. To be fair, Jess and I have separate toothpaste, but it's because we use separate bathrooms. So if I were to run out of toothpaste, I would go and use hers, and that's totally fine.
Yeah. Well, we have two, but it's because I get ready in one bathroom because we have an ensuite, and in the ensuite, mm-hmm. that's where I shower at night and that's where I brush my teeth at night. But in the morning, I use the other bathroom so I don't disturb Shane, and that's where I have my other toothpaste that I use in the morning when I brush my teeth.
Same situation. And honestly, I don't even think I've mentioned like the fact that we share toothpaste with Jess because that's just, of course, a normal thing.
But Franco,
that's weird
wait,
you and your wife. No, but hang on. No. You and your wife kiss. You make out.
Yeah.
You share cups and glasses. So
you haven't seen that to be fair.
True.
Franco, if you had friends come to stay with you, right? Or family. Friends or family. Pick one, right? And they came, would you have them use your toothpaste?
Yes. Yes, I would say here's the toothpaste. And I've even we've got spare like kind of individually wrapped toothbrushes for people that stay. And
you run an Airbnb over there?
Just because, you know, sometimes we go out a bit too late and people decide they want to stay. So here's your toothbrushes, toothpaste is in the bathroom. Go for it. Same as
that's
the
so
soap
friendly.
And same as the shower that they use that I also use, and that's okay.
I will say, like, a bar of soap, I'm not that keen on sharing. However, I'm not rubbing it on my body. I rub it on my hands and then do my armpits.
I think, you know. It's 2023. People shouldn't be using bars of soap. Use the squeeze.
I only use it for my armpits. No, because I don't feel like it gets me clean enough. I want like proper soap under my arms.
Isn't a bar better for the environment though?
Yes, I mean, also that. Also that. Okay. Franco.
I do love a squeezy though.
I've got shower like body wash in there for like arms and legs and shit because soap can be really drying. But when it comes to where I need to get clean, clean, I want hardcore proper soap. Anyway, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about how weird Jackson is. You've got to know that that's not like a normal thing to be weirded out by.
So what you're saying is that all through, okay, so when you were much younger, say like high school age, and you went to someone's house for a sleepover, you bring your own toothpaste.
I actually don't remember the brushing my teeth at a sleepover.
You probably didn't care about brushing your teeth as a kid.
I'm wondering how you got into your 30s without this coming up as like a thing that is weird.
Yeah, I know. If I'm traveling over the other side, I just don't bother with it anywhere. Like if I know that there's going to be toothpaste where I'm going, especially if I'm staying at a family member's house, I might take it at a friend's, but yeah.
So now obviously your sister-in-law is using your toothpaste. Does that for you mean that you need to go and get a new toothpaste because that one's been contaminated?
Well, no, the day that she got in, we went to Target, she got a toothpaste.
You bought her a toothpaste.
Did you push that on her?
No, I didn't push that on her.
You just,
yeah,
you pull up to pick her up at the airport and you just like, you make sure you got your own toothpaste, right?
I will say, she did say, oh, I need a toothpaste. And I was like, oh, I guess we're going to Target then.
Okay, I just want to point out that there are things you and I have shared that is way worse than sharing toothpaste, not a toothbrush, toothpaste.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about. That sounds awful. But like just even like sharing a drink, like if you're using the same glass as someone, then that is.
Yeah. Do you share drinks with people?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You please acknowledge, I know you can't admit you're wrong, but please acknowledge that your logic here is flawed in the extreme.
I think toothpaste is a different thing. Toothpaste is different. It's a toiletry. It's different to a drink.
It is a toiletry. He's not wrong there. I don't know what his point is, but it is a toiletry.
Yeah. All right. We've been talking about this for 18 minutes. I think we need to.
All right. Should we get just to move past the question?
Please put the poll in the Ronnie room.
I absolutely
over the weekend
will.
Because I need you to see that you're strange.
Okay.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Oh, actually, before we do get into it, Christmas is coming. So is our last show.
So is our last show.
We will be doing a big, the plan is to do a big Christmas episode, but we need you to send your Christmas / festive season / holiday time / New Year questions to us because we will just be doing those. And we might do a little cheeky final Christmas trivia of the year to decide the 2023 winner. Because I do have the scores in my phone. I'm currently in the lead, but only by a few points. So, you know, we've got to find out who the champion is. So, send your questions Christmas related. You can send other questions. We will still be answering other questions in the lead up,
say,
obviously.
I don't know if they need to be Christmas related. We can spin anything to be Christmas related. Send your questions.
Sure.
Send your questions. But we also want Christmas questions. And don't forget, we're also doing our Secret Santa. So if you want to partake.
Oh, yes.
Make sure you either send a question on Instagram at Can We Help Your Podcast or send it to the email and put in your real email address, because if we like your question, we're going to get in touch with you and we're going to send you whatever it is that our Secret Santa ends up being.
You could win a Secret Santa present. That's pretty good. Send a question. Make sure that you're contactable.
All right. Moving on to a question not Christmas related. Although, actually, this one probably could be Christmas-ified if you wanted to.
Easy to spin.
This question comes from Ronnie. Ronnie writes, "Dear brothers and sister, I never had."
Oh, now you do.
Now you do. For the past half year, I've had serious anxiety after drinking. I mean, it's not like I wake up and regret anything I've done or worry if I was acting stupid the night before. It's just kind of anxiety about everything. I worry about anything and everything to the point where I've had to take days off work because I was so anxious about my messy kitchen. It kind of sucks because I usually go to the pub and drink at least once a week just to hang out with friends. We play trivia or Uno and we let off some steam after a stressful work day. I always have a good, happy time drinking with my mates, but it's no longer worth it. Christmas is coming around the corner and I don't really want to drink anymore, but I feel embarrassed to tell people that I don't want to drink anymore. Mm. I'm also kind of worried that I'm not going to have a social life anymore. How can I not drink and still let off steam and still be social? And how can I avoid drinking at Christmas when I have to deal with the in-laws? Please help. Love from Ronnie.
Okay. So Ronnie's already made the leap that they're saying, not how do I deal with the hangover or how do I deal with the anxiety that I get when I'm hungover. It's just how do I stop drinking and how do I be a social person without drinking?
How do I be a functioning social person without partaking in the old drink?
Yeah. Good on you, Ronnie. I think people use alcohol as a crutch a lot of the time and, you know, I understand what you're saying, where it's like, oh, how do I have fun without boozing if that's what I've always done? People are going to find me boring. I'm not going to have enough confidence, whatever, you know, that issue, the issue is that pertains to you. Maybe it's all of them. But good on you for kind of acknowledging that it's not really worth it for you. If you're waking up the next morning and you feel like shit, both mentally and physically, and you go, you know what? I don't want to spend my time doing this. You can still go to a bar and have softies or zero alcohol wine or beer or just have a meal.
Zero alcohol drinks are very popular. Like they're getting more and more popular. Yeah, really it's popular kind of now. A normal thing to order now.
Totally. And no one knows. So initially, if you want to test the waters for yourself, but you don't want to have the conversation with people like, oh, no, I'm not drinking. Why aren't you drinking? Oh, come on, mate, have a beer. Just buy a no-alcohol beer. It looks exactly the same. Because sometimes they have it on tap these days as well. It looks exactly the same. No one's going to ask you any questions. And I promise if you just get a bottle, like if you're getting the bottle, no one's really looking at the label of what you're drinking unless they're like, hey, what are you drinking? But just do it that way. Test the waters. Do a no-alcohol one if you don't feel like talking to people about it. And just see that it's just friends. Like, you should be able to socialize with them without booze. You know what I mean? Like, I know there are some friends we have that maybe it's typical to drink while you see them, but if they're your mates, like you should be able to just go and play a game of Uno without needing to get on the sauce and still get along with your mates. Like, I think you're probably building it up to be more than it is. And I would hope that your friends would be supportive even if you did tell them and said, you know what, I don't want to drink anymore. You know, if any of my friends said that, I'd be like, good for you. Like, I support your decision.
I reckon I would be supportive, but I would also feel a bit guilted into, I'd be like, oh, well, but I want to drink, but I guess
no, but
I
that's
won't
not what
anymore.
It's about. No, that's not what it's about. It's not about Ronnie saying that he or she doesn't want to drink and therefore none of their mates should drink. I wouldn't feel guilty at all. I think that's the beauty of being a grown-up is you just make your own decision and go, I don't want
to
drink.
You get to go out a lot more because it's cheaper for you.
And you become the DD. The Dezo driver.
Yeah, it could be useful.
Not necessarily. That's a shit job even if you are sober.
Oh, I don't know. I think it'd be kind of funny. I don't think I've ever been in that position where it's like I'm the sober one with a bunch of drunk people. I feel like I'm always one of the drunk people if I go out. I think it'd be kind of fun to be a DD.
The concept of Dezo driver is a very suburban thing. Like we both live in cities where that's not really needed.
Not necessarily.
I don't think I've ever gone out with like a Dezo driver.
Franco,
situation.
You act like no one lives in suburbs. Lots of people live in the suburbs. Not everyone lives in the inner city. Lots of people have to drive to places.
Uber exists now. Why do you need a Dezo driver?
Because Dezo drivers are free and Uber is not.
And your Dezo driver is right there with you.
When you are in the suburbs and things are far away from each other. That's my point.
Why do you look down on people who live in the suburbs? You've always done this. You look down on me because I lived 20 minutes from the city in Melbourne. You're like, yeah, well, you did live in the suburbs.
Franco's a suburbsist.
You grew up in fucking Campbelltown. You live in
Wollongong. Yeah, for someone who grew up in Campbelltown and lives in Wollongong.
Yeah, okay, so...
You talk so down to people who live in the suburbs. Most people live in suburbs and not in the city.
I grew up in the furthest point away from the actual city centre of Sydney while still being called Sydney. I grew up in literally, it does not get more suburban than Campbelltown, and I think that's kind of why I hate it. Like, I was used to the 55-minute train ride into the city.
Yeah.
And yeah, I don't know. I don't know
cost
why.
Of living. It's expensive to have a house. You can't have a house in the city. You can't have a house within 20 minutes of the city in most places, in most cities of the world these days.
Yeah,
most people live in the suburbs.
I just moved to a smaller city. I'm 5 minute walk from Coles and I still get to have that luxury while not being, you know.
My point is, though, is that lots of people need Dezo drivers still. Lots of people live in suburbs. Lots of people choose to go out further outside of their suburbs. Therefore, DD's still relevant.
Whether or not you become the DD, and you shouldn't feel pressured to become the Dezo driver just because you're sober, obviously. No. You should be able to go out with your friends and, you know, I mean, it's up to you really if you want to be the Dezo driver or not. But I think you'll have a great time regardless of whether you – I think, you know, we often, especially when you're younger, you're like, oh, yeah, I'm going to drink to have a good time. But, like, you can quite easily have a good time without partaking in – without imbibing in the old juice of the
Jesus
God's
juice.
Devils?
Jesus like, juice. Juice yeah. of the God. I don't know.
Do you know what else? Do you know what else could be worth doing, Ronnie, to kind of like cement in your own head what a great idea it is for your own life? Plan something for the Saturday morning. Like, be like, you know what, guys, I'm going to head home. I'm not going to drink too much. But so, I'm
yeah.
no, but be like, run. Oh. But just be like, oh, I'm meeting my mate for brunch, or we're going to the beach, or yeah, I'm taking my dog on a hike. Like, plan something for the next day that is like something that you can look forward to. That makes it easier as well to be like, oh no, I'm not gonna, you know, have a drink to feel comfortable because I know I've got this tomorrow and I don't want to miss it.
It's also like, I will say, anxiety is one thing, but it's like, the actual, like the morning after is, regardless of whether you get anxiety, whether your anxiety is bad or not, the morning after, it's always like, oh, I shouldn't.
I had two really big nights recently and I haven't had big nights like that in quite a while. And I kind of went, yeah, you know what? And that's not to say like I'll never go out again, but it's more like appreciating why I don't do that all the time anymore because yeah. I don't like writing off my Saturday or like feeling like shit or being like, oh, fuck, I've got to go do this family thing and I'm hungover and I'm tired and I just want to lie on the couch and eat pizza. Like, I really do appreciate now like looking forward to Saturday and Sunday mornings and like the day that I'm going to have rather than being like, oh, I've got to go out and get pissed because it's the only way to have fun. Like, yeah. There's so much more to life as well. But I do want to say, like, I think it's important you keep that weekly or however often you do it with your mates pub date. Like, yeah, I think that's a great idea. Like,
still go to the pub.
Yeah,
see your mates.
Yeah, you're just going
to
wake up feeling way better in the morning than you have up until now. And I don't think you're going to have any problems socializing or like having a good time just because you're not drinking.
Moving here has made it a bit more like I used to go out when I would go out and actually drink, I'd get, you know, have a few.
Yeah.
But coming here where the tendency is to do the old free pour rather than a very specific measure, I find that I will go out, I'll have one drink or like one cocktail or something, one cocktail with a dinner or just like one drink out, and it will be so fucking strong. It will be so strong. And
it's like you're in high school again at a party.
Yeah, and I'll be
like,
well,
pouring
that's it.
From your own vodka bottle.
That's me for the night. So I've kind of like that way I've kind of like learned to like drink less because all I really need is just one.
Yeah. No, but that's great. Much cheaper. Yeah. God, they're such stingers here. Sometimes I've like gone out to restaurants and gone, oh, I'll get a glass of wine. I'm not joking. I'm like, that can't be a standard pour. It's It's done in three sips. Like, and I try and take small sips because I'll go, fuck, that's a small glass of wine. Particularly when they're charging you $22 for a glass of wine and you're just like, yeah. I could buy a bottle for this and I'm having three sips of wine.
Yeah.
Ronnie, all the best and let us know how you go, but I think you're going to be just fine.
Well, that's it for the Can We Help You podcast today.
Yep.
As always, don't forget to send your questions through at Can We Help You podcast on your socials and canwehelpyoupodcast.com. And we're taking your Christmas questions, all Christmas questions you have, all silly season questions, holiday season, New Year's.
Yeah,
Kwanzaa.
In Australia, a lot of our listeners are in Australia. A lot of people go away at this time of year.
Yep, holiday questions,
go down the coast.
Vacation questions.
You know, how do I treat a snake bite? I'll Google it and I'll tell you.
Oh, I don't want to think
I
about
it. I do
that.
Know, actually. I think I do. I did my first aid course. Was it this year? Maybe it was last year. And I think I would know how to treat a snake bite.
I think the problem with that sort of stuff is things change. Like, I know, like, when, you know, back when I was sort of, I won't say interested in it, but, you know, it's like one of those things that there comes a point in school or something where it comes up. And for some reason, everyone just knows that you're like, you rip your T-shirt off and you tie it around, you know, above
the – immobilize the limb.
Above the bite, and then you tie it really tight like a tourniquet.
Incorrect.
Yes, what I was about to say is this shit changes so often that it's impossible to keep up with. The accepted wisdom, what's right, what's wrong, what's good to do, what isn't good to do, changes so often that I just can't keep up with it.
Yeah. Well, now, if you do want to know, since we're talking about it, this could save a life. You do get bitten by a snake, you're supposed to tightly wrap the site, but you're supposed to try and put like an X on it so that when the person gets to the hospital, the nurses and doctors know where the bite site is, just in case they pass out or whatever. And then you wrap it up and you immobilize it. Wrap. Keep still, don't move a lot. Yes, Franco, it's true.
I'm sure they'll be going for the side that's got all the wrapping on it, right? That would make sense.
No. Maybe I'm getting that confused with something else now.
I think.
Oh, God.
If you're going in for an amputation, you're meant to write not this leg on the leg that you don't want them to take off.
Yeah.
That might this be one. What you're thinking of.
No.
But
no, it's not. There was something where you're supposed to mark the bandage and then you keep wrapping.
Oh, God. All right. Maybe. Well, don't listen to us for advice on this until we can Google it.
I've got to find out.
This is not medical advice. We are not doctors.
All right. Join us next week.
No, I need to fix this. I need to fix this.
We are not spiritual gurus.
Mark the site where the bite is on the bandage with an X. Thank you. I was right. That is vic.gov.au, Vic Health. Thank you very much. So I was right. Bite or sting? Broad pressure bandage over the site. Mark the site where the bite is on the bandage with an X. Thank you. I will accept your apologies in writing.
Are you still supposed to wee on jellyfish stings?
You know.
I thought that was blue.
Warm water. Warm water.
That's a type of warm water. Enough beach chat.
Yeah.
We got to go, guys.
All right, bye.
Okay, see ya.
Mark the snake bite with an X. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.